You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 154 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Man, what a week. As everyone except Mike Pence, Republican vice presidential nominee, as everyone else knows, there were two police shootings this week, two more police shootings of unarmed black men. Well, one is questionable as to whether he's unarmed, which I'll get into in a minute. But we do know that Terrence Crutcher was shot in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We watched it. We literally watched it on TV. The helicopter was flying overhead. The cop in the helicopter can be heard saying that he looks like a bad dude. Somebody better taser this guy because, you know, he looks like a bad dude. That was his crime. That was his crime. So the man had his hands up. He was backing away from the police. He turned toward his SUV. One officer tasered him. The other officer, Betty Shelby, shot him dead. And since then, Officer Betty Shelby has been charged with manslaughter. It is said that she got emotional and overreacted. I don't know. It was so obviously wrong that even Donald Trump said that the shooting was wrong. And I'm going to get into that in a few minutes. But there were some peaceful protests in Tulsa after a couple of days. She's been charged with manslaughter. We'll see how it plays out. If she's found guilty, from what I've read, from what I've heard, she's facing 4 or more years in prison. That's one. Okay. Shooting number two, Keith Scott was shot in Charlotte. Now, this one is far more controversial in the sense that they have the dash cam and body cam videos. They, as of right now, which is Friday, they haven't released them. There has been a video, a cell phone video out from Mr. Scott's wife. It shows her saying, you know, don't shoot him, don't kill him. She is saying don't do it, but we don't know for sure what she's telling, if she's talking to her husband not to do it or the cops. The gun thing, I don't know. I don't know because they say there is one picture that shows a gun on the ground and her video shows no gun on the ground. And there's talk on both ways. People are saying he has a book that he's sitting in that parking spot. He was sitting in a parking spot outside of a building, supposedly waiting for his son. And there are people who say, well, he's there every day. The man does have some mental illness problems. And his wife said that he had just taken his medication. So, you know, what's the truth? What happened? I don't know. But I'll tell you what it looks like. You know, it looks like another police shooting of an unarmed man, or if not unarmed, definitely a man who wasn't posing any threat. They weren't even there for him. They were there at the building to serve a warrant on someone else. So here's the thing. There have been protests in Charlotte. These protests have turned at times into rioting. Businesses have been destroyed. There's been some violence. There's even been shootings within the protests. Now there's talk of whether the shooting was one protester shooting another or the police shooting a protester. It's horrible. It's horrible. There's no other way to say it. There are still people who deny this exists. It is amazing. You know, I posted on my Facebook, and I try not to get into, you guys who listen to me know, I try not to get into the arguments and comments on Facebook, but I posted that these situations, until there is some understanding and empathy on both sides, and particularly on white people's side, until they listen, they have to listen, okay? When you hear Black Lives Matter, it doesn't mean white lives don't. It means listen to us. That there is a intrinsic racism in so many police departments. There is a systematic racism. There is a shoot first mentality. You have to listen and you have to believe that. Cenk Uygur, you guys, I'm sorry, Cenk. I know you. I've done your show. I've done the Young Turks, and I'm pronouncing your name wrong. But anyway, the leader of the Young Turks, which is a fantastic news site online, I mean, he went off. He went off after the shooting of Terrence Crutcher, and he said, and it's absolutely true, had it been a blonde 19-year-old woman standing next to her broken-down SUV in the middle of the road, there never would have been a shooting. There never would have been a shooting. Impossible to comprehend. If it had been a little old lady, little old white lady, never, the idea of shoot like it would never cross anyone's mind, be it the cop or the people watching or the guy in the helicopter who said this is a bad dude. And, you know, people are upset with the athletes protesting and NFL football players are talking about, look, I'm talking about, I'm a bad dude. Okay, I'm a black man, I'm 6'3", I weigh about 250 pounds. In their book, I am a bad dude. So if my car breaks down on the highway, I have to not just worry about getting the car fixed, I have to worry about not getting killed when the car gets fixed. Now, you have the other group of people, well, if you just comply, if you just do what the police said, the man had his hands up. The man had his hands up. That's compliance, okay? He had his hands up. He was turning toward the vehicle. He was reaching in the window. The window was closed. I have been in this situation where the police have said, put your hands up, turn, put your hands on the car, on the hood or the roof or whatever. So if you're doing that, if you're getting shot while doing that, what compliance do these people want? What do you do? You know what your compliance is? Absorb a bullet. That's because you probably have superhuman strength because you're a bad black dude. This is the kind of thing that you want to see where that's where the anger comes from. That's where the frustration. Why do they riot in the streets of Baltimore or now Charlotte? Besides the fact that you start out with a peaceful protest and the police come in like an army. Besides that, the absolute frustration and the frustration of not being listened to. And if people could just tap into that, okay? When you talk about empathy, okay, you may not be empathetic toward racism. You may not believe racism. You may be one of those people that racism doesn't exist, or at least it didn't exist until Barack Obama was elected. Hello, Fox News. Hi, Mr. Hannity. You could be one of those idiots. But anyone can understand the frustration of simply not being listened to. And these are two more cases of people not being listened to. Now, let's talk about the football players and the athletes, okay? Because they're saying it, and I could go down a list of names now, how many athletes are taking a knee, raising a fist, etc. But they're like, look, I may be rich, okay? I may be lucky enough to be well off. I may be lucky enough, there was a player who was stopped by a cop, and the cop said, it was in Dallas, I believe, but I'm not going to say for sure, but the cop said, oh, this is routine, and then the cop recognized him as a pro football player and said, oh man, never mind, just go. And he said he thought in that moment, how many black men did this cop hassle that didn't get recognized as pro football players and weren't allowed to just go? So, you know, and like Shannon Sharp said, before he was lucky enough to get to the NFL, talented, of course, but before he was lucky enough to get that money, to get any of that, he was a black man. He was African-American before any of that, meaning that when the cop stops you on the street, when a cop looks at you coming out of a club, when a cop looks at you, don't get the benefit of the doubt. You don't get, well, he might be a football player. Or he's probably okay. No, you get, you're large, threatening, as the helicopter cop said, he's a bad dude. And that means shoot first, ask questions later. Now, as I said, Terrence Crutcher, we have the cop has been arrested on manslaughter charges, charged with manslaughter, I should say, and that's amazing. Keith Scott in Charlotte, North Carolina, you got that governor with the anti-gay thing. The governor passed the law. They passed a law that they don't have to publicly show police video. Who knows what's going to happen there? What's going to be hidden? What's going to be covered up? I don't know. Do I trust it? Not a bit. Not a bit. Do you perhaps understand why black people don't trust the system when they're like, oh yeah, we have video. We're just not going to show it to anybody. We gotta go through it first. We gotta check it out, you know. Now I'm going to move on. Okay, so you know what? There was also last week the bombings in New York and New Jersey, and the suspect Ahmad Kam Romney was arrested, and this guy had dropped bombs or planted bombs in New York, in New Jersey, and there was a shootout. He was caught. Okay. Horrible, horrible. Fortunately, the bombs didn't work. The bombs were found. People were injured, not killed. Anyway. This is where I'm going with this. Sorry about that. I want to get to my point on this one. So this happens, and we have New York Congressman Lee Zeldin says, after the guy's caught by the police, "You're welcome, Kaepernick." You know, as if Colin Kaepernick's protest had anything to do with terrorism. Okay, but anyway, the congressman trying to be a smartass saying, look, what a great job the police do. And no one's saying they don't. We're just saying that they do bad also. But anyway, I didn't hear this congressman say, I'm sorry, Kaepernick, with the two shootings this week with Terrence Crutcher and Keith Scott. And this is the problem. This is the level of denial. Okay, yeah. The first thing to solve any problem, you have to admit there's a problem, right? 12 steps. First step is admitting there's a problem. It's not about all lives matter. It's not about blue lives matter. We're talking about black lives matter, because black lives are the only ones treated as if they don't matter. Now, as I said, Mike Pence, the co-host of the Donald Trump show, okay, and that's what I have to call it. I can't even honestly call it a campaign. It's a show. Well, he says what we need to do is stop talking so much about racism and policing. Right. Why would we talk about racism and policing when the police are shooting black people? Why would you talk about racism? Or why? It's an unbelievable disconnect from reality. It's ridiculous. This is why there's a problem. Now, Donald Trump, who did say that Officer Betty Shelby, you know, she cracked. He said she cracked under pressure, but his solution, stop and frisk. Well, stop and frisk should be nationwide. We should stop and frisk everybody. Just stop them and then frisk them. Well, not everybody. You kick out the Muslims and you keep the women at home. And then you stop. Stop and frisk is used in New York. You know who gets stopped and frisked? Black people and Latin people. That's who gets stopped and frisked. So maybe Trump's idea is stop and frisk every black and or Latin person in America, make sure they're all not armed, then you can stop shooting them. Maybe that's the plan. Very interesting that Trump says that Hillary Clinton wants to repeal the Second Amendment. Not true, by the way, but he says it, and Trump says it, you can be pretty sure it ain't true. But so should we say that his desire to stop and frisk means he wants to repeal the Fourth Amendment against illegal search and seizure, unwarranted search and seizure? I don't know. Maybe we should say that. Oh, I forgot. We're not fucking crazy, so we don't just make up shit to say. We being the vast majority of Americans, I hope. I so hope. Man, November 8th is coming. I hope. Stop and frisk. I'm not going to spend an hour trying to talk about this nonsense. Hillary Clinton, who and Hillary Clinton, yes, she was wrong in the 90s. Yes, she jumped on the bandwagon of the super criminal and blah 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 and, you know, anti-black policing done in the 90s. Yes, but I think she has moved on since then. I think she has changed her mind, okay? You say Hillary changes her minds with the polls? Fine. Fine, if that's what caused it. I don't care what caused it. She's changed her mind. And Hillary Clinton said that white Americans need to do a better job listening when African Americans talk about barriers and institutionalized racism. Is that so difficult just to listen? Just to listen and say, hey, maybe you guys are onto something. Maybe what you guys say is true since you've been living with it and suffering with it and dealing with it for literally hundreds of years here in the United States. Perhaps what you're saying is actually true. Why is that so difficult? I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a solution for this. I support Black Lives Matter. I support the football players. At the same time, listen, in November, I'm going back to do my first responder gig again in Detroit. I love the Detroit PD. I love the chief of police of Detroit. He's a very cool guy. And police have a hard job, and I've said it before, not all cops are bad. I just want to see the good cops help stop the bad cops. That's what I want to see. I want them to admit that there's a problem. I don't want it to be every time another black man gets shot, there's another investigation by the federal government and another police department found to be racist. How about we know? How about we know they are, and let's do something about it? Other things this week, whew, there's a lot. Let's talk about the guns, because it's America. And by the way, I'm in Austin, and I love Austin because they had that protest at UT of dildos and sex toys being illegal, but guns being legal on campus. So they're walking around with a bunch of dildos. Beautiful. Magnificent. Magnificent. Congratulations to UT and the students. But this article I was reading, first of all, I love it because it's from The Guardian, a UK paper. And I like when the UK looks at the US because they're nice enough not to say, those crazy Yanks, those crazy some bitches. So we don't know how many guns are in the United States. I think this is a conservative estimate where it says 265 million guns, which would still be more than one gun for every adult. But the interesting thing is this new survey done by Harvard and Northeastern, and it's very difficult to survey gun owners because most of them, we ain't talking to the government. Government, I take my gun. I ain't talking to some bitch, Barack Obama, and NASCAR. Okay, so we know that. But what this survey has found is that 133 million of the 265 million guns, okay, which means more than half, are owned by just 3% of the Americans. So there's a small group that owns a hell of a lot of guns. It averages 17 guns each. More women own guns now. There are more guns compared to 1994 to 2015. We went from 192 million guns to 265 million guns. More women have guns, fewer men. So guys, you better leave these women alone. They learn to shoot to protect themselves. And you know what? They probably need to. That's another story for another day. More guns were sold under Barack Obama because it was very easy for the NRA and the gun sellers to convince people that Barack Obama was out to take their guns. So that was an easy sell, and it worked. And they're super owners. That's what they are. And some of these gun owners are collectors. Some of them have vintage guns and so on. Some of them like to shoot and compete and have different guns for different reasons. Never had a problem with any of those people. Those are the people with common sense. It's the ones building bunkers with 100 guns waiting for the government to come get me. Those are the ones you need to watch out for. I mentioned before Donald Trump lies. Well, the slatest, they literally made a cheat sheet for Lester Holt, who will be moderating the debate, of the lies Donald Trump tells. I'm going to run through some of them really quick. The lie, he was against the Iraq war from the beginning. Truth, reporters have been unable to find, and Trump camp has been unable to produce, a single example of Trump denouncing the war until a year after it began. Tax returns. Trump's lie: cannot release tax returns while the IRS is auditing him. The IRS commissioner said, an audit doesn't prevent anyone from releasing his or her taxes. Trump Foundation, the lie: he gives millions of his own money to charity. No proof. Can't find out if he's donated one penny. The Trump Foundation doesn't show any giving any money since 2008. He won't release his tax returns, so no one knows what he gives to charity. The lie: there'd be no conflicts of interest between his administration and his business empire, because he put the business empire, boy, is that a whopper, business empire, into a blind trust. Well, the problem with that is this blind trust would be run by his children, which means it's not a blind trust. A blind trust is run by a trustee who separates you from your money so you don't know what it's being invested in, so that it won't affect your decisions as a politician. Doesn't mean you give the money to your kids. Trump University. The lie is that it's a university. We all know it's not a university. Man. Hillary Clinton started the birth conspiracy. Lie. Hillary Clinton wants to abolish the Second Amendment. Lie. Trump says that, okay, these are the reverse lies. Now he says he never proposed a total ban on Muslims entering the United States. He did. We heard him. He never suggested women who should have an abortion should be punished. He did. We heard him. Never said he's open to nuking ISIS. He did say it. We heard him. Never said he'd pay the legal fees of a supporter who beat up a protester. He did. And on and on. I'm... oh. And he's still running, and people are still voting for him. And I know all those lies. That's just left-wing media out to get him. God bless America. God bless America. Wow, I'm running out of time. I actually have a show to do, but there is a story, and this one I'm going to give to the All Lives Matter people. You know what? Castaic, which is not far from where I once lived in California. Castaic is just north of Los Angeles suburb. There was an unarmed white man on a bicycle, homeless guy. And the cops shot him. And I absolutely believe this story, because those cops up there were like, we want to keep this suburb pristine and perfect. And this is one of those places that would round up the homeless and take them to downtown L.A. and drop them off. So I don't know what this guy did. He was riding on a bicycle. The police knew him. He'd been in drug trouble before. I mean, he's a homeless guy, okay? And these are the kind of things homeless people are guilty of, you know? And the police do know homeless people because they get in trouble now and then. So he's been shot, and now there are civil rights groups like Project Islamic Hope, the National Action Network, and the LA Urban Policy Roundtable, and they want an investigation. And these are black civil rights groups that want an investigation into an unarmed white man being shot. The point being that when we say Black Lives Matter, is not only Black Lives Matter. They mean it. You know, when Colin Kaepernick protests, he's not just talking. He put up $1 million. He put his money where his mouth is. I can go on and on about this, but you get the point. I don't know the solution. To me, the solution is changing the culture of the police departments. Can it be done? Yes, Los Angeles did it. The LAPD is not the LAPD that existed in the 80s and 90s under Daryl Gates. They changed the police department. It can be done. Final note, Yahoo. If you haven't heard, Yahoo was hacked, 500 million accounts. That's more than the population of the U.S. and Mexico together. Here's the trick. Try to shut down your Yahoo account. I had an old Yahoo account hooked to my current email account. I was trying to get to it to shut it down. They give you a phone number. You just ever try to call Yahoo? You got nothing to do all day? Make that call. Let's see how that works for you. Anyway, that, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Perhaps they'll use my Yahoo account to start a fake Wells Fargo account. You know about the fake Wells Fargo accounts, of which I may have one of those too, because I got a new Wells Fargo card. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. What? There's no way. You know, they say change all your passwords. Try to remember everywhere you've put a password in the internet. for the years that Yahoo's done it. Every little, you know, website you've gone to or store you bought some, every one of those has to be changed. Even ones you forgot you went to, say, that ain't going to happen. So I leave it to Wells Fargo. Now, the thing with Wells Fargo, you have these credit card accounts they've started, and these will affect your credit score. So it's nice to know that's going on. Ugh. People. I don't know what to tell you. I say that a million times a day. Right now, it is absolutely true. I will tell you this. I love you. I thank you for listening. Underneath all of this, we got a big problem going on with the police. All is not lost, America. Keep laughing. Keep laughing. We still got a lot going on. You can laugh. You can listen to Mike Pence. That could make you laugh for a day or make you cry. Football is going on. We got sport. Baseball, what a race. Wild card race. The Giants, the Mets, and the Cardinals. Fantastic. Great distraction. I love baseball. Do what you do. Live your life. If you're a large black man, try not to look like a bad dude. Just try. I don't know how. If I figure it out, I'll let you know. I love you guys for listening. This is Alonzo asking who's paying attention and saying you are. Thank you.
Hey guys, it's Adam Ray
and Josh Wolf, and we have a new podcast on the Sideshow Network called Good Call. It's a sports show for the casual fan. We aren't talking stats, no spreadsheets or in-depth analysis, nothing like that.
Yeah, it's just fan opinions that will make you laugh and think. So if you want to listen to it, download, rate, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or check us out on the sideshownetwork.tv/goodcall or anywhere you get your podcasts.
I'm not sure how much thinking is being done.
What?
Yeah.